Listen to part of a lecture in a history class.
Today we're going to talk about what spices meant to medieval Europeans, what symbolic value they had. Most of you never give much thought to the salt and pepper in the cafeteria, or the supermarket, or a restaurant, am I right? They're inexpensive, readily available, pretty boring you might say, both of them. We tend to think of salt and pepper as a pair, but they actually have very dissimilar histories. Different journeys that led them to end up on our dinner tables. First, let's look at salt. In moderation, it is an essential part of a healthy diet, but it's so common nowadays we wouldn't consider it valuable. The attitude was different in, say, some kingdoms of Africa that maintained ancient salt trading routes across the Sahara Desert, some of which still exist today. Of course, people need some in their diet, but it was valuable mostly because it was one of the few substances known to keep foods from spoiling quickly. Our word, salary, comes from the Roman practice of paying soldiers partly in salt rather than entirely in money. But, back to my point, trying to lay out some symbolism for you here. While medieval Europeans would have considered salt a very necessary substance, they also considered it very mundane, nothing special, sort of like how we see it today. Now, pepper was the exact opposite. Medieval Europeans developed quite a powerful taste for pepper and other spices, like cinnamon and nutmeg. Sure, you could use pepper or nutmeg or cinnamon to season your food, but they're not essential to the diet like salt. Some people believe that these spices were important for preserving food or even flavoring food that was no longer fresh. Well, that's not such a good explanation for the popularity of these spices, as medieval Europeans already had salt and plenty of native herbs to flavor or preserve food. Does anyone have any ideas why pepper and other spices might have been so popular? How about you, Diane?
Maybe they taste better?
Sort of. You're headed in the right direction. I mean, they were more desirable and taste may have been one factor, but something that's strange or different or exotic might be more interesting, right? And so, it was with pepper and other such spices like cinnamon, ginger, cardamom.
Sorry, Professor, but how exactly could pepper be exotic?
Good question. See, they didn't call this time period the Dark Ages for nothing. Travel and commerce across long distances were dangerous and rare. Your average European was generally not in contact with anyone outside his or her local world, say within a 10-mile radius or so, except through the church. But that's a whole different issue that we're going to bypass for the moment. Now where was I? Oh yes, so pepper came mainly from India, and cinnamon from Ceylon, what we now call Sri Lanka. But very few medieval Europeans had the slightest idea where they came from. All they knew was that merchants could buy spices from Arabs in Egypt. Where the Arabs got them from was a mystery.
So, the spices were valuable just because they came from far away?
Yes, right. But even more than that, and this is what I want you to get out of our discussion today, because spices were rare, pretty much only purchased by the upper classes, nobility, not by the masses. There's no way you'd find pepper on a table in a medieval university dining hall, and if you did, you wouldn't take it for granted. You'd feel pretty special eating it. Because they came from so far off, well, the disconnected Europeans weren't quite sure where a lot of them came from. Spices were actually thought to have their origins in paradise.
So people actually believed spices came from heaven?
Well, not exactly what we think of as heaven today. In the worldview of medieval Europeans, paradise was some physical place on earth, someplace far off and unknown, but real. That's what gave exotic spices their symbolic value. Salt, like salt today, was available to all, a very democratic item, you might say. Pepper, cinnamon, and so on were reserved exclusively for the aristocrats, kings, queens, ruling nobility. Spices were more than useful. They set the rulers apart from their subjects and suggested that they, the higher classes, were closer to paradise than the commoners.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer.